Don't mess with Texas, Texans praised for ejecting anti-Israel hecklers during Governor Abbott's speech. By Joshua Klein on January 18, 2024. Texans are being praised online after a viral clip shows a native crowd standing up to pro-Palestinian hecklers by showing them the door as Republican Texas Governor Greg Abbott responds to the disturbance by composedly reminding the agitators that Hamas is a terrorist organization. At a campaign event at the Lucas Christian Academy in Lucas, Texas, anti-Israel protesters interrupted Abbott, shouting vilifying remarks against the Jewish state. Abbott was present to endorse the re-election of Republican Representative Candy Noble, a prominent conservative leader in the Texas House known for championing border security, pro-life and religious rights, property tax relief, law enforcement support, and education reform. At one point, a heckler began to interrupt, accusing Israel of committing genocide in its war against the Hamas terrorist organization, which launched the deadliest attack against Jewish people since the Nazi Holocaust on October 7, 2023. What you need to know, horror of the Hamas terror attack on civilians at Kibbutz Be'eri in Israel. In response to his anti-Israel outburst, the crowd promptly booed the man before police ushered him outside. Abbott replied to the intrusion, pointing to the fact that Hamas is a terrorist organization, a statement met with cheers from the Texas crowd. The Islamic Gaza-based terror group, whose charter calls openly for the murder of Jews and the elimination of the Jewish state through relentless jihad, has been designated a terrorist organization by several countries, including the United States, Australia, Canada, the European Union, Japan, and the United Kingdom. At that point, another protester shouted that Israel's military should be regarded as a terrorist organization. Members of the crowd wasted no time ejecting the unwanted agitator from the premises, as others in the audience called to get him out of here. Many took to social media to applaud the no-nonsense Texans. "God bless Texas," wrote former National Collegiate Athletic Association swimming champion and activist Riley Gaines. "Don't mess with Texas," wrote the Young Conservatives of Texas. "Texas is the FAFO state," news anchor and columnist Rita Panahi wrote. "This is Texas. Not NYC," wrote prominent Texas native commentator Lawrence B. Jones. "Things are different in Texas," wrote the Australian Jewish Association. "He tried it in a small town," radio host Ari Hoffman wrote. "Yep, this is why I love Texas," wrote one ex-user. "This is how patriots in Texas handle a liberal pro-Hamas extremist at a Governor Greg Abbott rally," wrote another ex-user. "And this is what happens to pro-Palestinian activism in Texas. The governor of Texas is better protected than the White House," another user wrote. "Texans are a different breed," an ex-user wrote. "Texans showing the rest of the country what needs to be done," wrote another. "And that is how they take out the garbage in Texas," yet another wrote. The matter comes as pro-Palestinian protesters continue to attack Israel for its response to the October 7th massacre, which drew parallels to scenes from the Nazi-era Holocaust and resulted in more than 1,200 dead inside the Jewish state, over 5,300 more wounded, and at least 241 hostages of all ages taken, of which nearly 140 remain captive. The vast majority of the victims are civilians and include dozens of American citizens. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter at Joshua Klein.